Yes, hi.
Hi, I'm calling, I just spoke to you. My name is Alyssa. Welcome.
Yes.
Yes, I called, I spoke to her, she was asleep. But she did say if the fact that if you take the case and it's not a problem or it's not, you know, overwhelming like it has been, she doesn't mind staying with the doctor. And I don't know if that's something that you need to hear from her. I can have her give me a call back later, but I did just call her.
Mm-hmm. Look. What we can try to do is just follow up with the county to get. Usually they send any updates where the case is up to, and you know, and it might take 45 days, you know, to have to receive the waiver, get approved for. It's a usual time frame, 45 days, and sometimes it takes even longer. So
which is fine. Which is that's the part that we were saying in the beginning. Like, okay, we understand that. But every time we called back and we said something, it was always, again, 45 days, again, 45 days, again, 45 days. And then we were like, you know, we sent it over. The county has clearance because she got SNAP benefits up here. So I know that the county cleared her.
Right.
So if there is a way for you to – sorry.
No, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, if there is a way for you to clarify on your end – with the county, then yes, you know, please do so, because we have been within this 45 days already.
Right. So we are still waiting for the county. We emailed them a few days ago for an update. They replied that they will reply with who the caseworker is and with any updates, but they didn't respond yet. But we'll follow up with them and try to get also from them the clarification that they received everything.
Yes, because I do have the caseworker from the county.
Who's the caseworker?
Like, Ms. Rogers. Kate Rogers. Yes.
Okay, so I can also CC here in the email because we didn't know who the caseworker is. So I'll send an email right now to hear what she says. So, if that's the case, that she's still given a chance, so then... I guess I'll follow up with her maybe next week to update her on our end, what we know, and let's wait and see.
Yeah, please. I guess I'll give you a call or check in on Monday, just to see.
Yes, that's fine. Well, sure.
We only keep following up because these chemo appointments are they're like back to back, and like I said, I have been going over there to help her more than none. You know.
I understand.
So, yes, but if you can please reach out to either of us, I'll try. She will try. She says she won't try to answer the phone call, but if not, it's me more of a direct line.
Okay, so I'll contact her and I'll update you as well. I guess it's going to be probably Monday or Tuesday next week.
That's fine.
Okay,
that is all right.
We'll be in contact.
All right. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
No problem. Bye-bye.